461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Your dialogue and discussion is invited and appreciated. We look forward to that. We're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about an issue today that should be on the top of the minds, the very top of the list, the very priority of our thinking today. That is, in a question form, will America go to war against Iran? Or you could reverse it. Will Iran attack America? Summarize it simply, war with Iran, question mark. What will it be? We're witnessing the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God leaping right off the pages of news today. Ladies and gentlemen, many are asking the questions. Many are looking at the events and trying to calculate and estimate what is taking place and what will happen. I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, yes, indeed, there will be war with Iran. But let me just do a little clarification of that statement. It won't just be Iran. We're witnessing today the escalation, the setting of the stage, the chessmen being put on the board for the ultimate fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Perhaps you say, well, what does that talk about? It talks about Russia leading a five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel. And Iran, one of those key nations, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing the huge military buildup around or near Iran. President Trump has openly promised the Iranian people, quote, help is on the way. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that Iran's already slaughtered between 30 and 50,000 Iranian citizens, slaughtered in the streets of Iran? Listen, this is what we're talking about. Very serious, biblical truth. And today, during this broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be sharing a thought or two from my book of a few years back called The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. And subtitled, it's the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. You might say, well, what does it have to do with Iran? Iran is one of the key national components in the war with Russia, or as you want to call it in modern terms, World War III. Since 4 years ago when Russia invaded Ukraine, I've said that we've been witnessing the buildup of World War III, the war with Russia. And every day, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing another piece of the puzzle, another portion of the puzzle coming into play, setting the stage. Yes, God is on the throne. God's word said it, that settles it, whether we understand it or embrace it or not. God's word is going to be triumphant in taking place just as he said it would. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said these words, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about the events today. We're talking about the potential of war against Iran or war with Iran. It's not just hypothetical. It's not just mythology. It's not just conspiracy theory. We're talking about another piece of the puzzle from God's word coming into place, setting the stage for the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38:39. You remember Ezekiel 37 was the prophetic text of the future of the nation of Israel. Well, that happened May 15, 1948. And ladies and gentlemen, we've had about 70 plus years since then. And we're witnessing today the onslaught, the beginning, the shadowy beginnings of Ezekiel 38:39. Where there will be a war. And by the way, in Ezekiel 38:39, as you examine it, God says it is his war, and God says it is Israel's his people. And when you study Ezekiel 38:39, you find that we win in the end. So we need not worry, will Israel be annihilated? Will Israel be totally eviscerated? The answer to that question is no. And then when you see the war with Russia, Third World War, the conclusion, you will find in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21, you will find, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ. This will trigger the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he will slay the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, and the enemies of Israel with the sword of his mouth, the Bible says. So that's the big picture. But ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about truth, we find those even today that reject truth. Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, the main one that we're seeing carrying out the rejection of truth in America today, those that refuse it. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find, ladies and gentlemen, according to a recent survey, says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, in that survey, it states that the 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I advocate for the reading and the studying of the Word of God. Thy Word is truth, John 17:17 reminds us. As we study the Word, we understand then, by the way, just a little parenthetical young blood footnote to that. Whatever we see, whatever we read, whatever we hear, as far as news, local, state, national, international, global, we need to look at it, view it, hear it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? Are we on track with what God's Word says? Absolutely, unequivocally. Every single 24-hour cycle, we're witnessing and watching the coming together, the fulfillment of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. As we stand as the watchman on the wall defending the truth, the issues that we speak about, that we investigate, that we bring to the forefront and discuss each and every day, needs to be viewed from what God's Word says, and understand that God is still on the throne. God is still fulfilling his word just as he said that he would. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. And if you're wondering how to find that, on the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Oh Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We invite your telephone call at 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about war with Russia and Iran. Iran would be first. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you an excerpt from my book that was published back in 2013, titled The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. We talk about the adversaries that's in the war that will ultimately be taking place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. There's a lineup of those adversaries, and let me just give you a little overview of the content of the book. We find the prophecy of the invasion recorded. We see the players disclosed, the adversary involved, the allies involved, the period depicted. Look at the background, the buildup of the war and the battle. We see what is the purpose of the battle of that we find with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's the purpose of Gog, G-O-G, Gog and Magog, it's called. We see the purpose of God. We see the purpose, God says, is defending his name and defending his nation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think that is absolutely prophetic, wonderful, to understand that what we see taking place today, God's not asleep, God's not hidden, God's not on vacation, God's not, as some in the 60s said, God's dead, God's not dead. But I'm going to read you an excerpt, page 30, 25 and following. The adversary involved. And it says the following is an excerpt from the book written by Sir Walter Scott in 1888, as quoted by John Phillips in his book Exploring Biblical Prophecy. Russia is evidently designed and designated and destined to become the master of all of Asia. Her frontier line across Asia will be 5,000 miles long. It is well known that Russian policy is one of the steady aggression, not only in Europe, but in Asia and around the world. She is probably the most ambitious and grasping of modern kingdoms, the most faithless in public honor and treaty engagement. The character ascribed to her, speaking of Russia, in the prophetic scriptures, coupled with her frequent outbreaks of undisguised and dangerous hostility to the things of God, and in the more awful future exhibits, Russia is the most unfavorable light in the world. Russia has for ages meditated on conquest of Asia, India, China, Great Britain, and the United States. Stands face to face with Russian power, and these two sides will come into one final awful struggle. We judge that the tide of Russian conquest will flow on the frontiers of China. The ascendance of Russia and the East and the revival of the old Roman Empire in the West necessitates the meeting of those two dominating opposing powers, and the great Jewish question must be settled at Jerusalem, the city of the Greek king, leading a millennial triumph in Israel and her headship over the nations. It goes on to talk about it, but here's the key. It says Gog is mentioned 11 times in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Magog refers to the scriptures as one of the sons of Japheth, and it goes on to talk about the place where that is found in the scripture. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, when we see the formation of what is called today Iraq and Iran, we're talking about the old Persian Empire. Another point that I bring out, it says Russia shares a 4,500-mile border with China. China has 1 billion people. Russia's landmass, listen to this, Russia's landmass is larger than China, Europe, and the United States all put together. Russia is also a nation that leads out in the assault on Israel. And we find that to be true when we look at Ezekiel 38 and 39. But I want us to understand, as we talk specifically today about Iran, I'm reading from page 29 in my book, the coming global Islamic invasion. The scripture says the invading forces of Russia will be allied with five allied countries. Persia is one of the nations that is mentioned. Persia is modern-day Iran. As soon as we pull the military out of support of the conquest out of Iraq, this is past tense, 2013 is the date of the book, Iran will literally assume total authority, control, and dictatorial power. We will see that the old Persia in biblical times will become the new modern Persia, which will include all of Iraq and Iran. Iran is just waiting, counting the days until the military forces are out in full force. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not said in just a quip or a mythology. That is said in reality of what we see taking place. Listen, you'll recall just a few months ago, American warships, warplanes, B-2 bombers loaded with bunker, as they call it, bunker-busting ammo, blew up the majority of the Iranian nuclear production facilities. This operation, ladies and gentlemen, was carried out in league with Israel, and so it's there. How would you say it's rational for the war with Iran to be escalating? Listen, we're witnessing, again, I say this, we're witnessing the fragmentation, the piece by piece coming together of what is called the war with Russia. And Ezekiel 38:39. Listen, I said 4 years ago when the Ukraine was invaded that we're watching the start, the beginning of World War III. There have been many, including President Trump, that said we're going to end the war against Ukraine and it can be done quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be elongated. It's going to be that which will take place as a cancer because Russia is an arch enemy of Israel. Russia is already major, a dominant factor in Syria and in Iran and other parts of the Middle East where they have ships, where they have warships and the preparation. Russia is on the move. Russia is angry, aggressive, and eager, ladies and gentlemen, to be on the forefront with what the Bible says that they will be doing in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, Iran is the key sponsor and the financier of terrorism on a global basis. Now I've had people to challenge that in the months and years past. Ladies and gentlemen, they finance Hamas, they finance Hezbollah, they finance the Houthis in the Middle East and others around the world. Listen, they're the sponsor and the financier of global Islamic invasion and terrorism. They're the financier. They're the promulgating cause. Iran's wild-eyed heart of hatred for America and Israel because of what we see in the biblical text in Genesis. We'll talk about that in a moment. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, the 15th chapter, the 17th chapter, the 16th chapter, and we'll read portions of that to tie this together so we'll understand Iran is not just standing up out of animus against America now. Iran's hatred, and we'll find that from the Persian Empire, and it goes back centuries, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it goes back beyond just the time of Queen Esther in the book of Esther, where Queen Esther intervened on behalf of the Jewish people and saved their lives from being wiped off the face of the map. We'll talk about that. But it goes back further than Queen Esther, ladies and gentlemen. It goes back to Genesis. And in the Genesis text, it tells us what took place. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a moment and share just a verse or two and pluck it out of its context and give you the information that we're talking about. The 15th, the 13th chapter of Genesis, God says, 15th verse, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed," that's the heirs of Abraham, "thy seed forever. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth." That's innumerable. "And that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." That's God's promise, God's commitment to Abraham. So listen very carefully. This is a seed thought you must understand. The land of Israel belongs to Israel, the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. The land of Israel has not been given to the Arab Islamic jihadist people and to the Jewish people at all. It's been given permanently, forever, to the Jewish people. In fact, you might say, well, what happened? In the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, you find that God had promised Abraham and Sarah a son. That son ultimately would be birthed. That son's name is Isaac. But ladies and gentlemen, Sarah decided, we're not going to wait on God. We want to go ahead and have a son. So she turned her husband over to their maid, their slave, if you will, Hagar. And Abraham had a son by his handmaid. That son's name is Ishmael. And according to the scripture in the 16th chapter of Genesis, verse 9 and following, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, speaking to Hagar, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered by multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and thou shalt bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he, speaking of Ishmael, will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for where we are today. Some 4,000, approximately 4,000 years ago, that division between two brothers started what we have today, the Islamic nation, the Islamic world, the Arab world, and the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. And ladies and gentlemen, that enmity, that battle, and God's word said that Ishmael will be a wild man, and his hand will be against all nations. That identifies today what is taking place in relationship to the Islamic jihadist world, the Muslim Brotherhood, as it is called. It is part and parcel of what is called today CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, which is the front, the shadowy front, the organization for the Muslim Brotherhood in the world. And keep in mind, the goal, the aim of Islamic people across the globe is and has always been total global domination, that every nation must submit to Islam or die. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is happening today is the plans and the preparation, the plan of God to bring about the focus on Israel, so that when it gets to the point where it seems as though Israel is going to be eviscerated, annihilated, totally destroyed, it triggers God's hand and the Lord Jesus Christ returns and slays the enemies of the world, the enemies against Israel, the enemies against the church, the enemies against God, slay them with the sword of his mouth, according to the Revelation text, chapter 19, verse 17 and following. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic eschatological foundation for what we see taking place. So we ask the question, war with Iran? The answer is yes. Is it something that God's not familiar with? No. Is it something that God is ultimately in charge of? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. We're witnessing the stage being set for ultimately God's hand to be played out in what we call the war with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I'm glad you mentioned this and bringing this up, because we got to realize this. God's word is true, like you have said before, and Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13 years old, and 13 is acquainted with rebellion, and that is exactly what he has done, and every descendant from Ishmael is the ones that's inflicting this conflict that we're going through today. Every nation are seed from Ishmael.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the point that's made in the 16th chapter of Genesis, that Ishmael will be a wild man, and his hand will be against every nation. And that's what we see today. It's amazing to me that there's some that are wide-eyed and sleepy-eyed. Somehow do not realize what Israel, what Islamic jihadists are about. They don't understand that right now what's taking place in Africa, the continent of Africa, is the fact that the Islamic jihadists in the northern half of Africa now moving down, destroying Christians and churches and burning church buildings, beheading pastors, slaughtering Christians, because Islam is on the march, Islam is on the move, Islam is on the plan that they've had for 1400 years now to dominate the globe. And when you say Islam, we're talking about the Islamic jihadist. We're talking about that which mindset controls all of Iran today and that part of the world. And that is the coalition factor. Brother Davis, I don't know if our listeners understand. When you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, order the coalition, five coalition nations that will join with and follow Russia against Israel in the final days, and we're witnessing the buildup, the portion of it, right now. Those nations either are totally Islamic or controlled by Islamic jihadists that will move them as they follow Russia against Israel. Russia has an animus, a hatred, a designed destiny of wanting to destroy the nation of Israel. And for anybody that's listening, Ezekiel 38 and 39 needs to be read, ingested, and understood. Brother Davis, I'm thankful that God is on the throne. I'm thankful that we're not operating in the dark. I'm thankful that as Christians, as believers today, that we have a guidebook, a toolbook that tells us what is happening, what has happened, what is taking place, and what shall take place, because God is still on the throne. I'm thankful for that.
Amen. And this, we got to remember, it gives us the descendants of Ishmael. And those descendants are listed, and those are the nations that has been established, and that's the ones that we're going against right now in the rebellion against God's people and Israel.
Absolutely, brother. You hit the target right on the head. That's it exactly. And again, it goes back to the fact that we're not operating in the dark. God has told us, and I suggest to anybody listening, study the Word, know the Word, know the book, and we'll understand what's happening. This is the reason I say almost every day, we need to look at world events, local events, state events, need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God, because God's Word tells us we're not left in the dark, we're not left flailing around with no knowledge of what to do. God's Word should be the light unto our feet and the lamp unto our path. Psalms 119, verse 105. That ought to be what we see in the relationship to studying the Word. So, Brother
maybe
Davis,
he's trying to wake us up, because he said, quit slumber and wake up, and let's look at what's happening to us.
Brother, you're exactly right. I believe it's time every Christian in America, every church, every pastor, open the eyes, wake up, look up, and understand what God is doing. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the silence from the pulpits. I'm tired of the mamsy-pamsy, cotton-candy, goosebump theology from the pulpits. I believe it's time that we speak the truth in love of what God's Word says and what God is doing. I don't believe we need to have the Osteenites with a smiley face believing that everything's going to be okay, everybody's going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. We need to recognize what the Word of God says, embrace it, and thank the Lord that He's in control, and be in alignment with the Word of God. Brother Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the recorded history of the birth of Ishmael, the son of Hagar. Not Sarah, because Sarah could not wait, as I said a moment ago. That's a good indication of feminist movement, if you will. Somebody said that's the first case of feminism in the scripture. No, feminism goes back, I believe, to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the third chapter, where Eve said, honey, this I believe we need to bite on this fruit. And God had already said, don't. Adam was responsible. Adam should have said, no, you dummy. We're not going to do that. God said, don't. We're not going to do it. We're going to obey God. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran is old Persia. And may I say to you, we have found that old Persia is still alive and well today. And old Persia has worked toward the eradication and the evisceration and the destruction of the Jewish people for absolute centuries. I'm looking at a headline. Who's King Cyrus? King Cyrus is alive. Why Israel sees Trump as Persia's ancient king. Banners in Israel have emerged calling Trump King Cyrus. This was back, ladies and gentlemen, when Trump had worked and negotiated to have the Abraham Accord set into place, and they were praising him, and it talked about Gaza and what was happening in Gaza. The article talks about King Cyrus. He was the most famous one. He was the one that released the Babylonian captivities, including the Jews, and that had been exiled for decades. Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon destroyed Jerusalem, deported thousands of Jews, and nearly 50 years later, Cyrus allowed many of them to return to Judah and to start the process of rebuilding the temple. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. Right after the break, we'll come back and continue to Let's Face the Issues. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.